Oh, hello, podcast world.
It's Tuesday today.
It is Tuesday.
So we encourage you to choose us. However, you've already clicked on it, so I guess that's redundant.
Yeah.
Now,
and also, Tuesday, as I've always said, Jess, the worst day of the week.
Tuesday is a wonderful day of the week.
It's the worst. It's not Monday. Monday, you know it's coming. Wednesday is the, sorry, Nick, but it's the hump day. You're getting halfway there. Thursday is Friday. Friday is Friday. Saturday, Sunday, it's a blow. You're drunk anyway.
And no. Because of all those reasons, Tuesday is the best because it's just this like limbo, you know?
No one says limbo is the best. This is where your argument falls down. Tuesday is buttered toast, guys. You can take it or leave it. It fills you up. It does its job. But no one cares for it passionately either way.
You are 37.
Yeah.
I know we joke that you're 107, but you are 37. You're telling me in your 37 years of life, you haven't had the perfectly toasted, perfectly buttered piece of toast?
I've had a perfect Tuesday, but Tuesdays... buttered toast in general isn't the most amazing thing.
I'm going to swing around
good
back
buttered
here.
Toast.
Yeah, I'm going to swing back around on Jess's side
yes!
here because she's right. Buttered, I think Tuesday's not worthy of buttered toast.
But he made the comparison. Now we're rolling with
plain
it.
Pasta.
A good
plain pasta's not bad.
No, you said buttered toast, and that's what we're drilling down on. A good, perfect thickness, a good spread of
but that's
butter.
Not
and
Tuesday.
You know when you just get Nick said it.
No.
So now we're drilling down on it.
Okay.
A good buttered toast is the king. That is.
It is good.
Thank you for that analogy because you're accurate and right.
I foiled myself here.
Anyway, it's
got plenty
Tuesday.
Coming up on the show, guys. Yeah. Maybe if I was to marry you, I would have considered what you know we like and dislike and decided not to marry.
Could you imagine any of us marrying each other?
Pre-marriage. What was that?
Could you imagine any of us marrying each other?
Yes, but it not lasting.
Yeah.
You're going to marry the marriage and the divorce.
Enjoy the show.
You two are both engaged. Ducko, Jess, and I want to know what sort of questions you asked Angus and Morgan, respectively, before you decided that you guys were going to get married, because I've got a post from 1865 in a newspaper about a man who's looking for a wife and the sort of things that he was putting forward as desirable attributes.
Oh, did you find this when you were cleaning out your front room?
Just from, yeah.
From your childhood.
These are things you kept from your childhood.
Yeah. A little memento.
Yeah. Oh, Georgette, this was a remember this year? This was a great year.
You know how some people keep...
don't put Georgette in the...
Do you know how some people keep the front page of the paper from the day they were born?
Yes. Jeez. Did they even have papers then? It was like on stone.
He's Moses. Oh my God, what's in the coffee today?
Ridicule is what's in the coffee.
Yeah, Nick's getting pretty grilled today.
Sorry, yes.
Sorry, keep
going. Attributes.
Oh yeah, I was wondering. I'm just going to read out what it says.
Yeah, okay.
So this is an ad in, or like a classified in 1865's newspaper. Which, yes, we were cleaning out our front room. And it's a young man looking for love.
Okay.
It's titled Chance for a Spinster.
Oh.
I'm a young man in Maine advertising for a wife. And he says, and I say, I'm as follows. I'm 18 years old. I have a good set of teeth and I believe in the president and the 4th of July. I've cleared 18 acres last year and I've seeded 10 of it down. My buckwheat looks first rate and the oats and potatoes are bully. I've got 9 sheep. A 2-year-old bull and 2 heifers, beside a house and a barn. I want to get married. I want to buy bread and butter, hoop skirts and waterfalls for some person of the female persuasion during this life. But I don't know how to do it. Now, did you guys ask how good the buckwheat and the oats were of Morgan and Angus?
It was like, back then, it's like... You know how birds or animals, when they mate, I'm just thinking of birds, they like set nests up and have to have a big display of like a nest to attract the female.
Yeah. Yeah. Like look what I can do.
Exactly.
Look what I can provide
back
for
then
you.
It's like, I got that buckwheat. I got that cow over there.
I got 2 heifers.
I got good teeth. Only 1 dead tooth. I got 2 big heifers.
I love that one. I have good teeth. That is the first line.
To be fair, that is one of the first things I look for in a potential mate. And Angus, great set
excellent
of teeth, top
teeth
and bottom.
Yes.
How many heifers did he have?
You got a couple of heifers hiding away. So what, are you asking what our selling points were for us to
our
partners?
Yeah, like were any of the selling points in here?
Yeah.
How old was the bull that Morgan owns?
couple of months.
Okay, well, it's a two-year-old.
To be honest, this guy sounds like a hell of a cat. He's got a barn, house. He's done some planting. Sounds like a green thumb.
He's done 10 acres of planting. And his buckwheat is bullied.
He's bragging a little bit, though. All right, we get it.
He is bragging.
We get it, champ. He's a bit obnoxious.
Would this be, what year was it again?
1865.
Would this be an 1865 dating app blurb?
Oh, this is the Tinder profile of ye olding days.
Got my teeth in a buckwheat.
Well, try it out. Anyone on Tinder at the moment, I know that there's a lot of isolation gear, but just brag about your oats and see how you go.
On 13 1060, I'm so excited for your stories on this team. Is your kid gross but hilarious? Like, have they done something that is truly disgusting, but also you couldn't help but lol? Because this photo is going viral. We're going to share it on the Nick Jess Ducco Instagram page of a dad who says, look, I was running a bath for my toddler. He was upstairs with me and he disappeared from eyesight for just a few moments. And unfortunately, little son has a bit of a nasty habit of just taking his nappy off and pooping around the house.
Oh, good.
Dad obviously immediately goes into a panic when he loses eyesight. Like, oh, crap, he's doing it again.
Where is he? What's he up to? The serial pooer.
The serial pooer. The poo jogger, but he's a toddler. Okay. Yeah. So he turns the bath off and quickly goes on a hunt around his house for his son. Unfortunately, not only does he find a trail that the son has left, it is very obvious where the son has ended up, because he has taken the nappy off, done a poo somewhere upstairs. But mum and dad have taught little toddler, there's stairs in our house. How do we get down do we get down the stairs safely?
On your butt.
Bum shuffled down the carpeted stairs. So dad has gone viral. He is trending at the moment because he shared an image of his lovely white shag pile carpeted stairs.
Not the shag pile.
With just this big poo trail going all the way down. And he's like, well, at least he's getting down the stairs safely. Some message is sinking in about how we, you know, keep ourselves safe around stairs.
You never get rid of that smell from the carpet, because kids' poo is the grossest smell.
It's
the worst smell.
You can imagine in just a few hours, it racked up about 11,000 comments. One person simply writing, I would just burn the house down. Someone else said, this is why I'm glad my carpets are black. Firstly, who has black carpet in their house? And secondly, I'd rather see the poo and then get rid of it than just live and not know where the poo is.
The person who owns black carpets is likely to just rub that poo in. Yeah, it didn't happen. Full creepers.
They don't have glass in their window frames. It's just obsidian. Look, little Otis, my little boy, one of the most adorable and funny things that he does is goes, I love you so much. Kisses, and then he goes in with a full open mouth, tongue out, trying to French you.
What rom-coms has he been watching? Oh, my God.
What have you been teaching him?
Did he get that technique?
And you kind of, it's like, that's gross, buddy. He's like, but I love you so much. It's funny, mate, but it's a no from me.
This is the same kid who was sticking the finger up the doot. Wasn't it? That's what he was doing to you guys?
His sisters.
Yeah.
And then saying, don't touch your private parts.